This is the Don and Mike Show.
At this festive season of the year, Mr. Scrooge, it is more than usually desirable that some slight provision be made for the poor and destitute.
Many thousands are in want, sir, in need of common necessaries. Hundreds of thousands are in want of common comforts, sir.
Are there no prisons?
Plenty of prisons.
And the workhouses, are they still in operation?
They are, though I wish with all my heart they were not.
I was afraid, from what you said at first, that something had occurred to stop them in their useful course.
Under the impression these places can scarcely furnish Christmas cheer for the mind and body of the multitude, a few of us have endeavored to form a fund for the poor, to buy them food and drink and means of warmth. What can I put you down for, sir?
Nothing.
You wish to be anonymous?
I wish to be left alone. Since you ask me what I wish, gentlemen, that is my answer. I help to support the institutions I mentioned. They cost enough. And those who are badly off must go there.
Many can't go there. And many would rather die.
If they'd rather die, they'd better do it and decrease the surplus population. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
See ya.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now listen. That's
the 9/11 of fun.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's Old Man Scrooge.
That's the good one. That's the one. That's the black and white one.
And I'm telling you, we got money to give away this week. We have got big Christmas bucks this week. But first, on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, message board, you heard the fiasco with that. We're getting that fixed.
Uh-huh.
That should be up by the time we get back from our holiday vacation.
Good.
So for now, we got a website that has no message board. So be it. That's cool. We do have the picture of the Liddies, of Mr. and Mrs. Liddy.
Very good.
Up on the front page, and I'm guessing this reeks of Rob.
Mm-hmm.
It's so beautifully written.
Right.
A holiday message from Don and Mike, front page of our website. It's a picture of the two of them, and it says, at this most festive time of year, the Don and Mike Show remind you to celebrate with your family, and above all, remember and honor the sanctity of marriage and the vows made before God. Merry Christmas.
There you go, Robbie. Nice. There you go.
God bless you, Rob.
I love Christmas.
A little Christmas message. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
That's too great.
That is the picture we stumbled upon when you were going through your boxes of stuff the other day.
Oh, that's right.
It's a lovely picture.
I want to call down to South Carolina. A lot of odds and ends down here. My son, the fifth-year college senior,
right,
is preparing for his exams.
Ooh.
He's got one more semester coming up. Hey, hola, what's happening, bud?
Oh, nothing, Pop. I'm just working on an exam.
I know you're in the middle of this stuff. I just wish you would tell everybody. We were talking over the weekend about Bard's got his exams here, and then
right,
he's got to go back in January, and he's got, like, one more credit, one more class. It's one of those things. He's got one last thing he's got to
do. One more
up.
Class?
Right. Is that what it is, Barty?
I think I'm going to need 3 hours in the spring.
All right, so
that's nothing. That's pretty good, though. Three credit hours you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
So we were thinking about what other classes he could take that might interest him to fill out his day, mm-hmm, for his last semester of college before he,
sure,
graduates. And he gave me two. He's not going to take these, but these are two that they offer at Clemson University. Lay them on me, Barty.
Well, I was just poking around. I'm pretty much done with all the English courses I wanted to take, so I was looking at the theater courses, and they have a course title that's called Special Topics here.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing it's something that, like, the seniors, it changes every semester, and the seniors get to choose. So the first one is Stage Combat.
Stage Combat.
Cool.
Yeah, which is closed, unfortunately. But the second one I really wanted to take is...
When you explain that one to me, that's like how to take a pratfall.
Yeah, I mean, right, it's basically fighting on, right, stage.
Right. Then listen to this other class, though, that they offer.
But the other one's still open, Study in Construction of Women's Undergarments. I just heard Easy A.
Oh, hello.
Can you imagine that?
Now, can you get into that one?
I mean, it's open. It doesn't say you have to be a theater major. So I guess technically, yeah, I could add it right now.
The magic,
Study and Construction of Women's Undergarments.
The magic of being a fifth-year senior. He called me up and he said,
he'll learn how to design lingerie.
It could,
yeah,
come in handy.
That's fantastic.
Good to have something to fall back on.
Anyway, all right, bud. We'll get back to your studying, and we'll see when you get home for your break this weekend.
Yes, sir.
All right, love you, son. See you
later.
Love
you too, Bob. Bye.
There he goes. Stage Combat is funny,
that's
too.
That's cool.
Call me up
Stage
yesterday.
Combat.
Says, filling out my schedule. I'm thinking how to take a pratfall. And then also, yeah, design of women's underwear.
That sounds like what we used to call a gut.
Well, you know, it probably, you know, sometimes when you sneak into those kind of courses, you get the professor who says, you know, I know a lot of you thought that this would be a very fun and unique. However, we take it very seriously.
Yeah.
And you know at that moment, you're dead.
Yeah,
right. Because the professor will suck all the fun,
so to speak,
out of that class.
Because you know what he thought? He thought it would be like the Victoria's Secret ads on TV.
Right.
That chicks with fake wings would come in and go,
yeah, it's like,
look at my bra.
We'd like to bring in our model, Christy. Christy's going to show you the latest undergarment that we have modeling for you.
Oh, that boy cracks my ass up.
It's how to sew and how to become a stuntman.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hey, Jerry from San Ramon. Hey, real quick, Bart should just take one of those, like those life form drawing classes where you get the you get a nude model in, and that's a great course. It only lasts for like 2-3 months.
And incidentally, that's how the beginning of Hostel 2 starts too. They're sitting there; the girls are exchange students, and they're
I've seen that. You know why?
They're drawing the nude models.
I've only seen it because you see the first 5 minutes for free.
That's right. It's just the very beginning.
I've also seen the first 5 minutes of Transformers,
and the girl that's the real evil girl that lures them all into the hostel is one of the nude models. That's one of the things I enjoy about Hostel, though. Some decent nudity in there.
Hey, so what's happening? What's up? Hello?
Well, he was just suggesting what the course was. That,
all right, was that
you know, the nude modeling.
Right.
Incidentally, you know, do they really have courses where, I mean, I don't care whether it's college or whether you're taking a night course where you can actually draw naked people.
Yes, they do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really?
Hell, Frida used to take some of those classes.
Well, I wouldn't mind taking one.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How I made a living.
I got a question for Mike.
Yes, I'm here.
I heard you a couple segments ago mention that you liked girls that are fit.
Well, I like those shows where they have, like, the Miss Fitness USA. If they're not too muscle-bound, I think it's interesting.
Don't you like all the girls who look like Jim Carrey on In Living Color?
There was a picture. I forgot where it was. It might have been Maxim magazine where I was watching this picture. Or it might have been on the internet. And the caption was, "This is a monster." And it showed this lady, and she was just, first of all, she has a heinous face. And she is so, she looks like Lou Ferrigno.
Right.
When
that
Lou Ferrigno was competing in Mr. America. I mean, it's just, it's disgusting. Well, what were you going to say about my love of fit women?
I was going to ask if you have ever seen American Curves for Men magazine.
American Curves?
For Men, yep.
American Curves for Men.
It's all beautiful fitness models. You got to check it out.
Send me a copy.
Well, my Christmas is right around the corner. And, you know,
everybody knows what I want.
We like buying you magazines.
Sure. Magazines.
Jesus Christ.
I can't wait for magazines.
Something that will be in a magazine. This is an awful segue, but People Magazine is announcing this week something that we had kind of alluded to last week. Regis Philbin has announced he's got his brand new contract.
Right.
And starting in January, he's going to be working 3 days a week.
He has the 3-day work week.
This is now, this has been finalized by People Magazine. Regis Philbin says exclusively he will be transitioning to 3-day work weeks starting in January.
Oh, that's a drag.
Yeah.
It really is a drag. And it's not a drag for any other reason that when he's not there, they make no effort to get either a regular replacement host for him or...
You're complaining about Ted McGinley?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Ted McGinley.
Sam Champion.
Mario Lopez. I mean, Jesus.
Mark Consuelos.
They bring these Ken dolls in that I guess Gelman wants to do, and they're not bringing anybody on. You know, how about... Here's a novel concept.
What?
How about bringing on somebody who's funny, who's not the male model like Ted McGinley? How about actually bringing somebody in who's... entertaining. I mean, you're going to have Regis there for 3 days. Regis is so scary funny. No, Regis is just funny because he's Regis.
Regis is Regis, mm-hmm. And it's just, it's sad that he, I think he still wants to, I mean, I don't know.
I think it's the heart attack. I think the heart attack,
show.
He's cutting back his schedule because he's, you know, he was probably told to, said he ought to go a little easier. But you know what? You know, along with that, I think it would be more genuine if he wasn't rolling up to the Poconos, you know, to do his little stage show up there. You know, that's
going to Niagara Falls. And
I know.
Joy and I will be in Albuquerque, New Mexico this weekend at the Indian Casino.
Join us in Toronto, Canada. We will not be here, but it should be very. So now we're going to. Now, do you think this is going to be all replacement hosts, or will he taped to like he did for today's show or
People,
what?
People Magazine says he will work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. She will have guest hosts Thursday and Friday.
Right. They've got to do, don't you agree, they've got to do a little something different than if you're going to have 2 days a week now with guest hosts.
And it can't be Anderson Cooper 2 days a week. And it can't be.
Why? These pretty men. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I mean, because they've had, like, they had one time, I think, when Dana Carvey was on one time. And even Dana Carvey, although he hasn't been happening in a while, Dana Carvey was better than, you know, I like people that give her a little bit of a hard time. That's what I enjoy.
Kind of funny.
Pat Sajak, no.
Pat Sajak, please.
Pat Sajak is not a funny guy.
I'd rather have to watch Wheel of Fortune than watch Pat Sajak on the Regis show.
Howie Mandel at least comes to play, right. At least makes a little bit of an effort to be funny and irreverent, you know?
Who's the worst of the rotating cast? Is it Ted McGinley, do you think?
No, Ted McGinley's not on often enough. Sam Champion.
Sam Champion.
Champion going away. If Sam Champion, Don, we're the same way with that one. If Sam Champion is on.
TV's off.
It doesn't even. I look at him, or I hear his name.
They say it now. Here's Kelly Ripa with Sam Champion, and she comes out. She just says, "Isn't he gorgeous?"
Oh, or God. Mark Consuelos, who does not deserve to be on that show at all.
I would like to see that show with her husband if he had the balls to say even that much what it was really like to live with the prize that is Kelly Ripa,
the diva, the diva.
Would be great one morning if you turn on TV, he's like. Well, Regis has got the day off, and I just thought I'd tell you, it's not easy being Mr. Kelly Ripa. You know, I had a career before you started, and incidentally, what happened to your boobs, Peter Pan?
It will never happen because they're too busy doing the Mickey Mouse Club there. That's what they're trying to do.
Did you hear her today talking about how tough she's going to have it? She has to keep working because her kids have to go to college.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Kelly Ripa.
She's kind of slamming Mark Consuelos when he does that. But really, when you see Mark Consuelos, he is also Mario Lopez has a better career than Mark Consuelos, you know?
True.
And he still does the little thing, you know? Mark Consuelos would be good on that show twice a year during a cooking segment. That would be interesting.
Mark Consuelos would be good if they ever just wanted to have what is Kelly Ripa really like. I mean,
where he really let it all go.
Hey, come on. And I'm not talking about...
I mean, just they're a normal
married
couple. I'm
not talking about shocking stuff. I'm talking about, isn't it great when Regis's wife calls up?
Yes.
Or when she's on the phone and she says something like, hey, incidentally, do you know that you snore all night long?
Yeah, simple stuff. It doesn't have to be very... Mm-hmm. But he really doesn't do any of that. It's always the sweetness and light. And even when he is trying to be irreverent, you sense the fear. Yeah.
Anyway, good
you
for Regis.
Sense the fear.
Good for Regis. Good for Regis. Take the money because God knows if you didn't take the money in the 3-day week, they would prop you up there until you were dead, and the gunman would be working you like a ventriloquist dummy.
Well, think of it. He's making up for all his lost time when Joey Bishop was pounding on him. I mean, that was where Regis probably wanted to be part of the Rat Pack,
and
Joey Bishop was the member of the Rat Pack who was the guy that got put down, and he took that out on Regis.
Think about Regis, that bastard. He just now is getting payback for being stepped on by Hollywood 40 years ago.
Right? Exactly.
And it's right as he's about to see the light.
The bright
That's
light.
That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes in show business sometimes. To all a lesser extent, Larry King.
Hold on. We got to. Aye, aye. This clock is out of control tonight. Buzz, it's time for the news.
Being careful, it's very important to me.
That's right.
Because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Of course, Buzz is.
Being careful.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
That's right.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi. Before the news, let me offer this to you folks on behalf of everyone with the Don and Mike Show. Not a gag like Make Us Laugh. We got leftover money at the end of the year that if we don't give away,
they take it from
company
us.
Takes back. We're going to go to break now and come back. We'll take caller 100, 877-365-3636. Only if you've listened to... the entire show today.
That's right, because we're going to ask you a question.
I have a question about something that we talked about in the opening hour of the show.
You have to have listened all day.
One person, one question, $1,000.
$1,000? Wow!
Yeah. Right now, phone number 877-365-3636. We'll give away $1,000 every day this week.
Employees of the show not eligible. Damn it.
Anyway, Buzz.
Yes.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Still. You got news, right? And
I
we
do.
And we and we've not even gone into it today. Hmm? Mike Vick goes to jail. I mean, he's there.
I'll tell you all
23
about
months, right?
Got a much longer sentence than anybody thought he would
I'll
get
tell you why. Six.
Okay, we'll be right back with Buzz and call 100.
This is the Don and Mike Show.